Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has denied facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of UN Security Council sanctions. Comes one day after President Trump accused Beijing of doing so. Despite China's insistence the sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. UN Security Council last week imposed new sanctions designed to limit North Korea's access to oil in response to the country's recent long-range missile test. United States is preparing to shift its approach in Syria, pledging to help with the initial recovery following the collapse of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says contractors and diplomats will be sent to eastern Syria to help stabilize the country.
You'll see more U.S. diplomats on the ground, for example. So we're going to be training people how you clear IEDs. You don't want amateurs doing this thing. You're trying to set up, whether it be chlorinated water that prevents cholera, for example, schools open, that sort of stuff.
Mattis did not share a timeline for when more diplomats and other civilian personnel would be arriving in Syria and emphasized that none of the work should be characterized as nation building. U.S. State Department has strongly condemned the arrest in Iran of peaceful protesters as reports emerge that more than 50 people were arrested in the past 2 days for protesting in Iranian cities against the country's economic troubles. Demonstrators spoke out against Iranian military personnel being in Syria for long periods of time, saying that money could be used to help back home. This is VOA News. Protesters in Jordan gathered in front of Amman's main mosque in the city's center to once again protest President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Abdullah Alcala is the member of parliament for Jordan's National Coalition for Reform.
Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. Regardless of what Trump says, this doesn't mean nothing for us. We will celebrate the liberation of Palestine sooner or later.
Around 200 protesters came out, a sharp decline compared to previous weeks since Mr. Trump's December 6th decision. At least two attackers opened fire on a Coptic church in a Cairo suburb just over a week before Orthodox Christmas celebrations in Egypt. At least 9 people died, the Islamic State claiming responsibility. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Amateur video showed people scrambling for cover as a gun battle rages between Egyptian security forces and militants attacking the Mar Mina Coptic church in the Cairo suburb of Helwan. One of the attackers was killed by police and another was apprehended. Egyptian Health Ministry spokesman Khalid Mujahid told Arab media that victims of the attack were taken to several hospitals in the region of Helwan. Arab media showed video of civilians outside the church firing on the attackers to try and stop their deadly rampage. Several policemen and civilian guards were reportedly killed defending the church. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
It has been a tough year for Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy as he tries to stop Catalonia from breaking away from Spain. In his end-of-the-year address, Rajoy said the new Catalan parliament should hold its maiden session on January the 17th.
I hope we can have a government in Catalonia as soon as possible and that it is open to dialogue and able to relate to all Catalans.
Earlier in the year, Madrid took control of the autonomous region of Catalonia following an illegal referendum in October, which led to a declaration of independence by separatist leaders. Pro-independence parties secured a slim majority in the December 21st election, but it may take months for a new government to emerge. Many of its leaders are facing legal proceedings over their role in the independence declaration. And the White House says it's set to kick off talks next week with the Republican and Democratic congressional leaders on immigration policy, government spending, and other issues that need to be wrapped up early in the new year.
That's the latest world news from VOA.